There's been a lot of talk about how this East Coast storm and its aftermath will affect the national election. A lot of loose talk about who looks presidential and the like. But there are places where individual congressional districts, counties, municipalities, places where voting will be a monumental challenge to carry out at all, where nearly every voter in the district is affected by the aftermath of this storm. With all the displaced people, will they be able to make it to the polls? Will the absentee ballots be delivered? In power outage zones that rely on electronic voting machines, will voting even be possible next Tuesday? Scott Colabella is the county clerk for Ocean County, New Jersey, one of the places that was hardest hit by Hurricane, now Superstorm Sandy. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello.
Can you give me any sense of the percentage of voters in your county who are going to have some impact from this storm, difficulty getting to the polls, confusion about where the precincts are, that sort of thing?
Well, John, Ocean County, the entire length of our county, we have beautiful barrier islands that unfortunately were devastated from the Hurricane Sandy storm. And that is our primary problem at this point, of making sure that we can allow those folks to cast a ballot on Tuesday, and we're encouraging them. A lot of them have fortunately evacuated, so they are on the mainland, either in shelters or with relatives. I'm one of the evacuees myself. I live on one of the barrier islands, and in any event, the primary concern now is to make sure that they can cast a vote, participate in the election. And my office, the Ocean County Clerk's office, prior to any election, issues what are called in New Jersey vote-by-mail ballots. And as long as you are registered to vote and you identify yourself at my office, we can issue you a ballot today. We've been doing this for the last several days, and normally the process is before a week out of the election, you do it through the mail. People apply, and you mail the ballot, and they mail it back. But with problems with the Postal Service now and people not at their homes, we've been contacting last-minute voters who did apply by mail, and if they're able to make it, we've opened up two locations in the county for the north and the south, because the two barrier islands, there's a portion on the northern part of the county on the eastern coast and on the southern part. And we've opened up two locations, and we, believe it or not, have had people still wanting to participate in this election. It's a nice, encouraging sight, despite no power, problems getting gasoline for their cars. They're coming in person and voting and casting their ballot, because their polling place more than likely is not going to be able to be up and running on election day.
What's your congressional district, Scott?
Ocean County is part of three congressional districts, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Congressman Chris Smith is one of the senior members, is the senior member from New Jersey. He has the 4th district. Congressman John Runyon is the 3rd district. And Congressman Frank Lobiondo will be running for the 2nd district as part of redistricting. He got the southern portions of our county.
Scott Colabella is the county clerk for Ocean County, New Jersey. Thanks so much.